the 20th Street entrance. If you want to take a walk across the park in a slightly non-traditional way, start from the Perennial Gardens and walk east past the Butterfly Garden. You will pass a small rock shed and you will walk towards the corner of Manitou and Toccoa. Once at that corner, cross the street and head northeast through the trees between the hills to stop before heading to the path below. Balzer lived in a house between 19th and 20th that could have been seen from this spot. It is said that while they lived here, indigenous peoples still camped south of 21st Street. Also, this area created a national amphitheater. 21st Grand and Manitou Place created a bowl that could project sound. Plans were made to try to make a theater here, but neighbors were concerned about the noise, and the George Washington Memorial used to be in this spot. It was moved from its location in 2010. As you look towards Grand, you could see the back of the C. Spokane Shine Arch that was the entrance of 20th and Grand. It was made of hedge and flowers. There is a Libby photo at the Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture that shows the arch with the Balzer House in the background. Once you walk down to the trail, you can go left to follow the trail towards the picnic shelter. If you look south towards 21st, you can see a boulevard that is part of the park area going through the residential area. The park maps from 1913 show this area as part of the Manitou Park Plan. If you turn around and face north and walk along the trail, just as the trail turns right, look northwest. The top of that hill would be where the bandstand was located. Following the path, just as the picnic shelter is in sight, look to the right and see the sledding hill. This sledding hill has been enjoyed by children of all ages in the winter. At the intersection of 19th and Grand is a horse trough built in 1907 for the horses coming up the hill. If you want to imagine the 20th Street entrance from Grand in 1905, walk up Grand to 20th and look back into the park. The landscaping is so much more sparse now, but if you can imagine it, there was a graveled walk, there were flowers, trees and shrubs thickly lining both sides of the parkway. In the distance, you could see the C. Spokane Shine Archway, and as you pass through that arch, there's a circular path, and just off to the right, you can see in the distance the Balzer House.